Hey there, everybody. It is March the 2nd, 2011, and you, my long-lost friends, are listening to This Show Is So Gay. I'm Ken.
I'm Jody.
I feel like there has not been a new This Show Is So Gay since 2007.
Wow. That's pretty incredible.
I know. It just feels like it's been a really long time, but here we are. Welcome back. How are you?
I'm okay.
What's been going on with you?
Oh, work stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Guess what?
What?
I got elected yesterday.
I know. I had the privilege of voting for you.
I thought you were wearing your I voted sticker.
Excited. No. Sorry. No, I didn't get one because I voted early.
Me too. I saw all the people with the I voted stickers and I did not get one. So I won my election. Now we can talk about it because the election's over.
Yeah.
So everyone can endorse me here at the station because I already won. And then you're endorsing a winner. Very interesting. The gay connection with this election.
Yeah.
And you and I actually talked about this briefly, but that show was lost to time.
It was.
So very interesting. People who... So I was endorsed by the Gay and Lesbian Victory Fund, which was kind of a big deal for me, but I didn't really tell anybody about it.
Okay.
Because I didn't really know that it would resonate in this community. And indeed, when I did mention to a couple people that I was endorsed by the Gay and Lesbian Victory Fund, as I told you, some responses were, you don't need to talk about that here. Everything's fine. Everything's gay friendly. Now, the one conversation, so someone questioned me about it last week and said, oh, are you, a couple of people actually questioned me about this last week and they said, oh, are you more, does that mean you're more about national issues than local issues? I said, no, that's actually not what that means to me. I do it because it's important to me. It's part of my identity. And as I've said, if there is one closeted gay kid in the high school, who is it of which I feel safe to say there's probably a closeted kid in Brattleboro Union High School.
Probably.
Okay. Let's go with that.
Yeah.
If there's one closeted or not even closeted, I don't even know why I'm going there. If there is one out gay kid who's looking for, hey, what can I do? Are options closed off to me and see someone running for the Brattleboro Select Board? Again, let's keep it in scope.
Mm-hmm.
And that inspires him. Fantastic. Or her. Perfect.
Right.
And that's why I did it. But I then was lectured about, well, Brattleboro is so gay friendly. And I bristled a little bit. What do you think about someone who's straight telling you how gay friendly your community is?
I think it's a little weird.
Why? Tell me.
Well, it's a little weird in that it sounds to me like they're talking more about them.
Yeah.
Rather than the community, that it's sort of a reflection on them personally. Like, well, I'm really gay friendly.
Yes.
Maybe some of my
best friends are black.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And in general, I feel that this community is, generally speaking, very gay friendly.
So let's be clear.
Yeah.
I am not saying that this community is not gay friendly.
Holy crap.
Is it ever?
Right. So,
but don't you tell me that it's gay friendly.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like it's almost an accusatory tone. It sounds like what you said to them was almost accusing them or this community of not being gay friendly just because you said, oh, well, I got this endorsement. And then their immediate response is not, oh, that's kind of cool. Yeah. It's, well, we're really gay friendly, so you don't need to do that. And that's really too bad. And I think I would bristle a little bit too,
Now, of course, I wanted the vote, so I said, yes, it is. And thank you for telling me, straight person. If you have an opinion about that, drop us an email at thisshowissogay@aol.com. What do you think if you identify as LGBT and someone says to you, we're so accepting here, and not asking, but just telling you how accepting your community is? I don't know. It was a moment.
Yeah.
But I got elected, so I don't really care.
So
word is that I'm the first out gay person on the Brattleboro Select Board.
Wow.
And apparently the youngest.
Wow.
Isn't that the cutest little thing you've
ever
heard?
Very cute. So you're a little gay puppy.
I'm a little gay puppy. And I would assume somewhere at the Gay and Lesbian Victory Fund, they're keeping stats, and there was a little bit of an uptick.
Yeah.
Because I was elected. It's a little bit of pressure. I said that to them today when I called and said, hey, by the way, I got elected. It's a little bit of pressure because it's like, okay, so first of all, I didn't want to lose.
Well, yeah.
I just want to put that out there as a baseline.
Yeah.
But second, you don't want to let down the Gay and Lesbian Victory Fund.
True. You'd like them to be the victory fund and not the losing fund.
The victory fund, except for the Brattleboro Select Board. And we didn't even endorse him. But they did, and it worked out, so it's fine.
Right.
All right, so some news. Gosh, I haven't even talked about the news in a while, and there's all this past news that we're not even going to get to because I like to keep as current as possible.
Right.
But you saw the whole thing about President Obama and not defending a piece of DOMA, and people are upset about that, and poor Sarah Palin, a half-term governor. She was not happy about his decision there, whatever. But my mother, as you know, a half-term New Jersey governor, thought it was quite a bit of news there at the Doma. Now, a topic that you and I have talked about frequently is what it means to say, I'm sorry. It's actually one of my favorite topics to talk about with you. I like that. Because inevitably, in the news, someone needs to apologize for something.
Right, because they said something stupid.
So this is kind of cool. Okay. One of the people that we've talked about with some frequency here on this show is so gay is Perez Hilton.
Oh, yes.
Now, Perez Hilton is... Actually, I would like to give him credit, something I have never done on this show.
Hmm.
Yeah, because he's really trying to put his money where his mouth is.
Okay.
And so now, so as we know, I have said on the show, he was probably the biggest cyber bully of them all.
Mm-hmm.
But he is changing his stripes.
Okay.
Is that the phrase?
Yes. So
getting new wings. Changing his tune.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And he said, I'm going to be better. And so now he is raising money. He's giving away a prize to the top three donors to GLSEN, the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network. They're going to win a big prize, the three biggest donors.
Okay.
They're going to win tickets to his upcoming star-studded birthday party.
Oh.
I don't know. And yet that'll probably
do
well.
Yeah, yeah.
I would go.
You wouldn't go. No, I wouldn't go.
He said, quote, the best gift anyone could give me this year is a donation to GLSEN. I was so moved last year by all the stories of bullying and gay suicides. This is one tangible way I can help make a big difference. Any donation as small as $1 or $2 will help, end quote. Although I would imagine $1 or $2 is not going to win you a ticket to his upcoming star-studded birthday party.
Hmm.
Now, did you hear about the Supreme Court today?
No.
Big decision in the Supreme Court today. So the Supreme Court ruled today that members, you know, the Westboro Baptist Church.
Oh, yes.
We know those folks.
Oh, yeah.
Infamous for their incendiary anti-gay demonstrations.
Mm-hmm.
The Supreme Court, in an 8-1 decision,
said
that they are protected under the First Amendment right in protesting military funerals.
Mm-hmm.
8-1. So that is free speech. So they found this, the court found this in the case is called Snyder versus Phelps. That the church's 2006 protest of a funeral of a soldier who was killed in Iraq did not disrupt the service, and that Westboro, quote, addressed matters of public import on public property in a peaceful manner in full compliance with the guidance of local officials. Chief Justice John Roberts wrote in the majority opinion, quote, speech is powerful. It can stir people to action, move them to tears of both joy and sorrow, as it did here, and as it did here, inflict great pain on the facts before us. We cannot react to that pain by punishing the speaker. I kind of agree.
I do too. I do too. I think it's more than unfortunate. I think it's really tragic that this group of people spend so much time and energy spreading such hatefulness.
Yeah.
But they do have a right.
They have a right to
say
to do it.
That stuff.
And in some ways, oh boy, is this going to come out wrong? And send those emails to this show, Zogay@AOL.com. In some ways, it's good that they do this. I think it's important for people to see. Okay, so these people are citizens.
Mm-hmm.
These are opinions that are present.
Yeah.
Because it's when those blindside you, when they come out of nowhere, that you're totally unprepared to deal with them.
Right.
Am I happy about it? Do I want them there? Absolutely not.
No.
But you know what? I'd rather have them out in the open than doing whatever it is that they do in secret. Justice Samuel Alito, the one dissenter, wrote, quote, our profound national commitment to free and open debate is not a license for the vicious verbal assault that occurred in this case. You gotta do it.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
And I think that there really is no better transition from this case, the Phelps family, to Sean Kingston and Justin Bieber, as requested by tonight's guest. Enjoy.
Money mo, catch up bad chick by her toe. If she holler, if she holler, let her go. She's indecisive. She can't decide. She keeps on looking. From left to right, girl, come a bit closer. Look in my eyes, searching it so wrong. I miss
you
the ride.
Like the
to love and leave her and disappear right after.
like the type to love him and leave him and disappear right after the song. So give me the night to show you and hold you. Don't leave me out here dancing alone. Can't make up your mind, 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 mind. Please don't waste my time, 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 time. Not trying to rewind, wind, 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 wind. I wish our hearts could come together as one. Shawty is a eeny, meeny, miny, mo lover. Shawty is a eeny, meeny, miny, mo lover. Shawty is a eeny, meeny, miny, mo lover. Shawty is a eeny, meeny, miny, mo lover.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Get your bad chick by her toe. If she holla, if she holla, let her go. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Get your bad chick by her toe. If she holla, 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 let her go.
Do you know how many times someone has said to me today, you are such an eeny, meeny, miny, mo lover?
No, I don't.
Yeah, none. It's none.
Oh, okay. Then I did know, because that's what I presumed.
That's what you presumed.
Yeah.
All right, good news out of the White House. Big White House in Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. where the president and the first lady and their daughters live. President Barack Obama is going to host a conference next week about bullying prevention.
Ooh.
We like that.
We do like
we
that.
We like that.
Yes.
Melody Barnes, the chief domestic policy advisor, announced the conference yesterday on a call with reporters. She said that participants will have the opportunity to speak with President Obama and high-level administration representatives about bullying and ways to prevent it in their community.
Nice.
They released an official statement that said, quote, on Thursday, March 10th, President Obama, the Department of Education, and the Department of Health and Human Services will welcome students, parents, teachers, and others to the White House for a conference on bullying prevention. The conference will bring together communities from across the nation who have been affected by bullying, which is really all
pretty much
communities,
yeah.
As well as those who are taking action to address it. Participants will have the opportunity to talk with the president and representatives from the highest levels of administration about how all communities can work together to prevent bullying.
That's awesome.
I like that because some communities are addressing it on their own, but I think the networking piece is really important.
Yeah.
I think that's an important piece.
Yeah.
So that's on one end of the spectrum.
Okay. Uh-oh.
You're going to love this one.
Oh, boy.
When was the last time you were in Tennessee?
Never.
Yeah, don't go.
Yeah. Unless
you listen from Tennessee, in which case, love you. You are our favorite state. A proposed bill, except for Vermont, because I got elected yesterday, a proposed bill in the Tennessee legislature wants to spell out how schools can introduce sexuality and only heterosexuality to your child. It's sponsored by State Senator Stacey Campfield and Representative Bill Dunn, both Republicans from Knoxville. That's just a fact. I don't say that as a judgment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
At the heart of the bill is a move to prevent children in elementary and middle schools to have classes that discuss sexual orientation other than heterosexuality. Gay rights activists obviously say it's a ploy to further discriminate against them. This is the quote from Matthew Parsons, a father of seven children and founder of the group Something Better. Quote, you're looking at legislation that is going to make sure that when you are talking about sexuality with students, that it is age appropriate. Huh.
That is not what that bill is saying.
He further says he's in favor of the proposed bill that avoids talking about homosexuality to kids so young. He says, quote, if we're talking about homosexuality, this is a good one. You ready?
Uh-oh.
He says, if we're talking about homosexuality, we are talking about specific acts that are going to be unhealthy for anybody to engage in outside of marriage. The bill says in part, quote, no public elementary or other middle school shall provide any instruction or material that discusses sexual orientation other than heterosexuality. They're calling it the Don't Say Gay bill. Come on, that's cute.
That, no, that part's funny. That part is funny.
That is cute.
Wow.
Well, but that's, look, this is the piece. If we're talking about homosexuality, we are talking about specific acts.
Yeah, that's about, that's like that fellow, that scary guy, is it Uganda? Who's the scary guy over there who's like really, really scary?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of their take on it, is it's all about things that they find so horrific to think about in their little brains, thinking about what happens in the bedroom, rather than these are people,
mm-hmm.
and they have lives,
mm-hmm.
and that it is not something that is going to get people killed, and it is not evil, and it is not all these other things. It's they only think about things that they're like,
you do things.
You do things. Well, you know what? Heterosexual people do things too, and they're also, you know,
not my parents.
Well, they did something, and you're here.
They did. They put out the welcome mat for the store, and that I don't.
Uh huh. Okay.
I don't think they were laughing when the store came, Jody.
No,
they were,
it's just
excited.
No. It's just you're forgetting that there were bunny ears on either side of the stork.
Yes.
There. Yeah. Okay. Just want to clarify that.
Oh, as in it was in quotes.
Yes. Hmm.
Okay. Oh, because I don't know that it's actual, like, the genus of the stork, so I'm not calling it by its proper name. I totally understand. You know the stork. Stork, gosh, the scary part is when, I mean, the storks drop you from pretty high up.
Mm-hmm.
But thankfully, my parents were there, and they caught me, and they brought me inside to mm-hmm. meet my brother and my sisters. So you do issues-based theater?
Yes, I do.
So let's do some issue-based theater.
Okay.
I am a proponent of this bill.
Yep.
And you perhaps are not.
Mm-hmm.
This bill is good because you are gay and you're going to talk about the acts that you do, because that's what it, when you talk about gay, you can't not talk about the acts.
Have you experienced me speaking in that manner before?
Yeah, well, but you're gay, and so gay means that you do sex.
And you don't?
I welcome the stork, but so I don't understand. You're not going to talk about sex?
No.
And scene. Very good. Yay. This scene brought to you by This Show Is So Gay at thisshowissogay.com. Yeah, well, but isn't that the rub, though, that the idea doesn't even occur to them that you're talking about a relationship, that you're talking about love, that you're talking about emotions.
Yeah. Right,
you must be
right.
Talking about an act.
Right. You're only talking about things that you do. And again, heterosexual people aren't talking about that. The number one thing that is talked about with things of that nature is really, how do you manage relationships?
Right.
And it's the same kind of stuff, regardless of the gender. There's certainly some things that some people feel are specific to genders, and that, oh, well, guys are like this, girls are like this,
mm-hmm.
or whatever. But managing relationships and communication and all that kind of stuff, it's the same thing. It's the same thing.
It's not all about sex, Jody.
No, it really isn't.
Jody.
I know. I know. Sometimes it's about who does the dishes.
Oh, not in my house. But anyway, we're going to play a song by, of course, my favorite artist of the moment. This is Hang With Me by Robin.
Patience.
drift astray at a touch and at a place. Will you tell me to my face? Feel like you can hang with me. And if you do me right, I'm gonna do right by you. And if you keep it tight, I'm gonna confide in you. I know what's on your mind, there will be time for that too. If you hang.
Love that song. I listen to that song so much on the treadmill, Jody.
Oh, yes, I can see that.
Just want to let you know that. Hey, how about welcoming a guest? Do you want to do that?
I think that sounds great.
Hey, guest, are you ready to be welcomed?
I'm ready.
Oh, this is a good thing. Let me introduce you. Amos Mack is the editor-in-chief of Original Plumbing Magazine. He is an artist, a writer, a publisher. He photographs the dynamic, the gender rebellious, the underrepresented, and beyond through voyeuristic snapshot-styled portraits. The photos he creates have been described as, quote, bright, saturated images of people and places who look effed up. It's a family show, Amos, so I gotta say effed up. And beautiful in equal measure. He has shown his photographs in galleries and at events internationally, and his work has been published in collaborations with Italian Vogue, Candy, Out, Black Book, Maximum Rock and Roll, and many, many more. And he was recently named to our favorite list of all the lists, the Out 100 folks who most influenced LGBT culture in 2010. Amos Mack, welcome to this show, Is So Gay.
Oh, thank you for having me.
How the heck are you?
I'm doing great. I'm just, I'm in California right now, and I just picked up the latest issue of the magazine, actually.
Oh, now how does it feel when you pick up the issue for the first time?
It's usually a jolt of excitement to actually touch the pages and smell the ink
dry. Wow, that's so nice. Now, are you looking for mistakes? Do you look at it and say, all right, what did I do wrong? Are you like, no, this is the greatest thing, this is the best one we've done every single month?
Every time it feels like it's the best one yet.
Nice.
I was just talking about that with Rocco, the other editor, and we were discussing how it's just always so exciting and as if there was, I don't know. It's always a surprise.
We talk a lot in this show just about, we get all of these emails and calls from people all over the country who have a passion but are struggling to put that passion into action. And you had a passion, and you now have a physical, tangible product of it actually in your hands right this very second. And you said in the Out 100, which we'll talk about, you said, quote, Original Plumbing started because I didn't see anything in the media representing trans men other than frenzied talk shows and porn. So how did you take your desire to see representation of trans men and then morph that into an actual product?
I think that being a photographer, that is kind of what started the idea of, you know, capturing the images and then wanting to do something with them besides just, you know, having a gallery show or make a book out of it. I thought that a magazine would be something that people could afford, something that's more culturally relevant and ongoing.
Nice.
So that's how that kind of...
Cool.
Do you want to know how, like, we actually made it a product?
Yes.
Financially?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Rocco and I teamed up to make it into the magazine. We had, you know, a local San Francisco benefit party and raised funds for the first printing. So it was, like, really a community kind of endeavor that everyone pitched in to make happen. And since then, it's been afloat and just, you know, able to sustain quarterly printing.
And what issue are you holding in your hand? What number?
Number 6.
That's so exciting.
That's really awesome.
We love 6.
That's cool. Did you experience any challenges or resistance when you were trying to get it started?
No challenges, really, because we both went into this not realizing what would happen with it. It was kind of more like a fun project that we wanted to get the first issue out and see what happened, you know? So
cool.
We didn't that's like, kind of like a gift of not having, not like, you know, being completely business-minded people. We didn't exactly write out a huge plan of what would happen. It just really created itself, and mm-hmm. we've run with it since then.
And what was the reception like? So I'm sure there was that pause when you put that first issue out, and you're thinking, all right.
I remember shipping it in the mail and just wondering, okay, people are going to receive this. What are they going to think? I think it was all very positive, and we got, you know, we still get tons of emails from people that are very isolated, trans mm-hmm. men and allies who feel like we've really touched on something, make them feel like they're part of a community, even if they don't know any other trans people in their day-to-day life, you know, off of the internet. So that's really touching to hear.
Well, there are two quotes that I want to read to you, both about Original Plumbing, okay? One is off your website by the favorite of all favorites, Margaret Cho. And this is what Margaret Cho said about the product that you were holding right now. Original Plumbing is the hottest, most revolutionary, and thrilled publication around. It's called the Trans Male Quarterly, but I think its reach goes far beyond the transgender community. What do you have to say about by the way, that's a fantastic quote, Amos.
Mm. I know, she's just excellent, right?
She is. Yes, she is fantastic. We got to get her on the show.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. What about the reach? What do you see as the reach of Original Plumbing?
What do I see as the reach of Original Plumbing?
Yes.
Well, it definitely goes beyond the trans community. So I think the Margaret Cho is right. it's hard for me to actually know what the actual reach is because my head is so deep inside of creating it.
Mm-hmm.
It's international. And I think it's used as both, you know, an educational tool and a way for people to feel connected to a community. And nice. I think that I don't really know how to exactly describe what that reach would be.
Yeah. Well, but the other quote is not Margaret Cho. It's some random Facebook user on your Facebook page, the Original Plumbing Facebook page, who said, quote, "I hella love Original Plumbing. Trans men do it better."
That's a nice one.
First of all, Amos, I think it should go on the website. So let me just put that out there right now.
Okay, I'll add it on.
Okay. Now, two questions there. First, it is good to hella love Original Plumbing, correct?
That's a positive
thing. That's a good thing. Okay, just checking. And Amos, the question that everyone really is asking, do trans men do it better?
I can only speak for myself.
Speak from the eye, Amos. Speak from the eye.
Yeah, exactly. I think we all can do it evenly and equally. I'm just not even. I'm making people jealous.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
So there are themes to your issues.
Yeah.
And we were wondering how you choose your themes.
Well, usually the themes kind of choose us, I think, because with Rocco, the other editor, and I will just, we'll meet men, trans men that we want to photograph and interview, or guys that want to share their stories, and we'll kind of compile them in, you know, on our computers or just in our minds, and then kind of piece together what, you know, a common thread that five guys will have in common. It doesn't have to be, like, completely obvious, but sometimes we can just, or sometimes they might not have anything to do with the theme, and we'll just ask them questions specifically to a theme. But there'll always be something, like, between a few different models in one issue that we'll see a link to.
Hmm. Hmm. What theme are you holding in your hand right now?
Schooled.
Schooled?
Yes. So, in this one we have an art therapist, and we have school teachers and, yeah, people who do after-school reading programs and students, a baking student. So that's just like a small common thread that we will piece together. And then we wrote little pieces about our own school experience and how lovely that was, being young children of trans experience.
Yeah, no, that would be. Jody and I are both in education, so we like the schooled theme.
Yeah, it's good.
I'll have to send you a copy. You can send me your copy.
We will absolutely. I would love a copy of
that.
That'd
be awesome.
So, just tell us real quick. How do you spend your time between magazines? Because it's a quarterly, or are you just always
quarterly? But I'm always working on.
You
this
are
one.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's called taking a break, Amos.
Right. I know it's hard. It's hard though when you're, you know, working for yourself and creating your own publishing projects.
Yeah. Well, we have to ask you about some of your music, your musical selections for this evening.
Okay.
Because these are some fun ones. And I have to tell you, This show has been on the air for 2.5 years. You have now deflowered us. We have never played Justin Bieber on the air before.
Really? What song are you going to play?
Well, we already played. So this is the part of the show, Amos Mack, where you tell our listening audience what some of your song selections say about Amos Mack.
Okay.
So the first song that we played was a little ditty called Eenie Meenie. What does Eenie Meenie say about Amos Mack?
Well, I think it just says that I'm a huge Justin Bieber fan, and maybe I have a poster of him in my bedroom. for a man of my age.
Oh, that's so cute. That's very cute.
A severe, like, teen magazine and, like, just teen star kind of, not obsession, but I'm a fan of that whole aesthetic.
So you are a regular subscriber to Tiger Beat?
Yes.
Okay. I hear you. All right. And what does now, we have perhaps played this song earlier tonight. I have to tell you, Amos, I'm obsessed with Robin right now. I don't know what my obsession is. But this is not the part of the show where I say what Robin says about Ken. This is the part of the show where we find out what does Hang With Me by Robin say about Amos Mack.
I think that song, it really has to do with my isolation.
Oh.
And the I know, we're getting dark here.
It's all good.
I don't know, just hanging out by myself a lot, so I think that is what it might have to do with. Is that really sad? That was a sad...
No. Absolutely not. Thanks for being on the show. Kind of bummed. No, this is good. This is good. Right, We're only going to make you do one more. What does... This is the song that's going to play you out in just a few. Rihanna's What's My Name say about Amos Mack?
Well, the reason why I love that song is because of the video. Yeah. I think it's because I'm a visual person.
That's a good video.
Have you seen that video?
Yo, I've seen that video.
It's gorgeous, right?
It is quite gorgeous.
It's so New York.
Yeah.
I love anything that's kind of like New York-based.
So what are you doing out in California? You're so New York-based.
I'm actually going back to New York May 1st.
Okay. Now, where can folks go to learn more about Original Plumbing?
Go to originalplumbing.com.
Fantastic.
And we have daily bloggers, and you can see all the past issues. You can subscribe, and we'll send it to you in the mail, and it comes in a discreet envelope in case you're not an out trans person or you don't want everyone knowing your business.
Now, here's the question. We had Aaron Hicklin, the editor-in-chief of Out Magazine, on the show last year at some point, and... The question is, do people have the option of not having it in a discreet envelope?
They do not right now because it's actually, I can't imagine shipping it without it. I don't want to mess up the cover.
There you go. This is more about artistic integrity and not screwing up the cover.
The presentation.
I accept that, and we will move forward with that. So now you're going to get started. I'm sure you've already started on the next issue. Can we break the news here? What the theme of the next issue is going to be?
Issue 7 is going to be the theme, it's the green issue.
Ooh.
So it has everything to do about, like, sustainability or being green with envy or even the color green.
That's
really open to interpretation. We're
really cool.
Now, we are in the Green Mountain State. Is there a place for us in this issue?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
You should write something for it or tell your... Where in Vermont are you?
We are in Brattleboro, Vermont, the southernmost
Amazing.
Tip.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So beautiful.
It's very beautiful.
It's a beautiful state. I used to live there.
Really? Where were you?
I was in Burlington for 2 years.
Oh, that's like Canada. Anything north of Brattleboro is Canada. I firmly believe that. No, and folks should go to originalplumbing.com and check out the blogs, because I have to say there's a really good piece on there. I'm sure there's always really good pieces on there, but I really like the piece today where someone is answering various questions about partners of...
You do have a partner of a trans man that will write once a week.
Love it.
So that's a really important point of view.
It is, and so some of the questions that I think she answered were, have you ever felt isolated as a result of your partner's transition? And has your relationship, which is, this question is amazing, and her answer is even better than the question, has your relationship with the queer community changed as a result of your partner's transition?
Hmm.
Right.
This is good stuff, Amos.
It's amazing. Thank you for, I'm glad you really did your homework.
I do my homework. I swear, I do my homework. I'm not in Canada. So this is good stuff. I think, I'm sure you know this, Amos, and I'm thrilled that Out Magazine chose to feature you and chose to feature Original Plumbing in their Out 100. Because I have to say, I've said this before, I was a little frustrated with the Out 100 this year. It was a little more commercial than normal. It was a little more, these are of the gay people that of course we have to have. And then you turn the page and to have Original Plumbing represented there is a really big deal. And I hope that interest really spiked. Yeah. Did interest spike in the magazine after the Out Magazine piece?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Did the interest spike in the magazine after the Out Magazine piece?
Yeah, it's always been like a steady climb of interest. But after that, we did get some new people who never would have heard about it. You know, people who are, you know, mainstream subscribers to a mainstream gay magazine. So.
Great.
That was pretty awesome.
Well, you and your fellow editors and all the contributors, you are providing a sorely, sorely needed platform for a voice that is not nearly represented enough in the community. And so on behalf of the whole community, thank you so much for what you do.
Thank you. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to share the story.
So folks, go on out there, check out Original Plumbing. Amos Mack, an absolute pleasure having you on the show.
Thanks so much.
All the best.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, no, no. What's the name?
Heard you good with them soft lips. Yeah, you know word of mouth. The square root of 69 is a something, right? Cause I've been trying to work it out. Oh, good weed, white wine. I come alive in the nighttime. Yeah, okay, away we go. Only thing we have on is the radio. Oh, let it play. Say you gotta leave, but I know you wanna stay. You just waiting on the traffic jam to finish, girl. The things that we could do in 20 minutes, girl. Say my name, wear it out. It's getting hot, crack a window, air it out. I could get you through a mighty long day. Soon as you go, the text that I write is gonna say,
oh, nah, nah, what's the name?
Gay news out of the White House. Did you hear about the big gay appointment in the White House. This is actually a big deal.
Okay.
But the comments pieces are what are problematic about this story. Mm. So the White House made history last Friday by announcing the appointment of Jeremy Bernard as the first male and openly gay social secretary.
Oh, wow.
This is a quote from President Obama. He said in an email, quote, "Jeremy shares our vision for the White House as the people's house, one that celebrates our history and culture in dynamic and inclusive ways. We look forward to Jeremy continuing to showcase America's arts and culture to our nation and the world through the many events at the White House." Mr. Bernard, whose new job, this is now after the quote, okay. Mr. Bernard, whose new job is equal parts gatekeeper, decorum master. Oh my God, I totally want to be a decorum master.
That does sound like a pretty sweet job.
I need to redo the intros to the show. Every single show. Hi, welcome to This Show Is So Gay. I'm Ken, your decorum master.
And I'm Jody.
Who's the gatekeeper. So, decorum master, people's host, and implementer of the Obama's vision. He's already familiar with the first couple. He was an early supporter of Mr. Obama's candidacy in California, where along with his partner at the time, helped raise millions of dollars for Obama. So, great. That's great.
Yeah.
The comments.
Uh-oh.
You want to do some predicting of what the comments were all about? It's like, oh, of course. Of course the gay male is the social secretary with the syllabant S in that. So, very obnoxious comments. And
that's just lame.
I hereby denounce all the comments that bashed Jeremy Bernard. And more than that, they weren't so much bashing him, but bashing the idea that this wasn't a big deal. This actually is a huge deal.
Yeah.
Any appointment of someone out and gay in the White House is a pretty darn big deal. So congratulations to him. So we're going to take a little tour around the country. A lot of different things going on with marriage in all the different parts of the country.
Mm.
So we can go over to Wyoming, and we talked about this a few weeks back. The Wyoming Senate and House may have reached an impasse, which is good, regarding a bill that would ban recognition of same-sex marriages or civil unions performed out of state. The Senate version of the bill would allow same-sex couples access to Wyoming courts to dissolve their unions, but House negotiations are refusing to allow that provision. So that's what's going on in Wyoming.
Okay.
In Maryland, lobbying by religious groups such as the Catholic Church and the Anti-Gay National Organization for Marriage, love them, they have eroded some early confidence that a marriage equality bill will pass easily in the Maryland House of Delegates. All six gay, openly gay and lesbian delegates testified at a hearing on the measure last week. If the bill does pass, opponents are said to be preparing for a repeal effort via a statewide ballot initiative. So that's Maryland.
Okay.
I know, it's all over the country. North Carolina. We're going to go to North Carolina, then we're going to go down to Iowa, and then we're going to stop touring around the country.
Okay.
More than half of North Carolina residents now support legal recognition of same-sex couples, and more than one quarter believe they should have full marriage rights.
Wow.
An Elon University survey released Monday found that only 35% of respondents opposed all legal recognition. Did you really have to phrase it that way, that only 35% opposed it? Let's phrase it as who's for it. That's kind of annoying. Hmm. The poll says 29% support civil unions or partnerships for same-sex couples, but not full marriage rights. About 28% of people support full marriage rights. So that's over in North Carolina. And finally, in Iowa, the opposite poll. Hmm. A new poll suggests many Iowans are either conflicted or aren't interested in the gay marriage issue. The Iowa poll commissioned by the Des Moines Register shows 30% of those surveyed didn't have an opinion on gay marriage. 37% were opposed to it, and 32% were in favor of it. About 17% of Iowans polled said they weren't sure what to make of a November vote that ousted three state Supreme Court justices for their role in the unanimous 2009 decision that legalized gay marriage. And that is your around the country tour.
Wow.
It's a lot.
It is a lot.
But how cool is it that there are these many stories?
It's pretty amazing.
That's the thing. I read some of these negative stories. I'm like, oh gosh, I got to talk about that. No, gosh, that's kind of depressing too. But it's coverage.
And it's, yeah, and it's getting out to states that you never would have thought of before.
Yeah, so I kind of like that. Yeah. Now, over at Rutgers, it's a very interesting story.
Hmm.
Rutgers, 5 months after gay student Tyler Clementi ended his life, Rutgers University in New Jersey.
Yep.
You know who was a half-term governor in New Jersey?
I have no idea.
It was my mom.
I'm
just going to keep putting that in there. Because people write in and they say, oh, what happened? Why did she leave? This show is so gay at AOL.com. So find out why my mother was a half-term New Jersey governor. Oh, and by the way, Mom, if you're listening, sorry. So Rutgers University in New Jersey is launching a pilot program that will allow mixed-gender housing at the school.
Oh.
Gay groups have been pushing for the change. They said, quote, this is from senior Aaron Lee. He told the Newark Star-Ledger, quote, we live in a world where in order to be considered a human being, you have to be male or female, and not everyone fits into that kind of binary. It's important to have spaces where people don't necessarily have to worry. End quote. The housing will be open to heterosexual students as well. Students in the mixed gender housing will not be asked their sexual orientation. The co-ed dorms will have shower curtains replaced by doors, and the bathrooms will have restricted access via key cards, so only those occupying the dorms can utilize them. Now, you went to the Marlborough College.
I did, in fact.
You are an alum.
Yep.
Class of 97.
No.
Class of 95.
Yes.
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 Class of 95.
Yes.
And did you have mixed gender housing when you were there? Because it's something that the college does have now.
You know, I'm trying to remember if we... Well, we did. We did. But it wasn't mixed rooms.
Okay.
And if it was mixed rooms, it was sort of a big deal.
Okay.
So yeah, all there was only two single gender dorms, and then actually the all guys dorm was problematic.
But why?
For whatever reason, the guys really didn't want to be in there. Just the guys. Yeah. They really didn't like being. It was usually a lot of freshman guys, and they were kind of forced in there, and they really didn't like it.
So that actually brings me to the question, because this is the struggle. So, and I think we've talked about this on the show previously when Julie and I had someone from NASPA, Greg Jones, who was our auction winner this year and won a shot to be the guest on the show. It was lovely. Hmm. He talked about he's working at Brandeis University, and at Brandeis University, just as it is at Marlborough University, they have mixed gender housing.
Marlborough University.
Oh my God. Do you believe that? Let me tell you something, folks, about working in higher ed. You could get fired for crap like that. Marlborough College.
College.
At the Marlborough College. I'm fired. That's it. Good thing I got elected to office, because that's it for me. People are like, that's not a big deal. Let me tell you something. It's a big deal. I've never, in four years, have I said that.
I think it'd be a bigger deal if you did that to Franklin Pierce, to be honest.
Yes, that is true.
Yeah.
I went to New York College. So anyway, the question is... A lot of schools do this. A lot of schools do have mixed gender housing.
Right.
I think it's a great idea. Or they call them gender neutral housing, which is kind of weird because
that is a little weird.
Your gender is rarely neutral. I like the phrase all gender. This is all.
Oh, I like that.
All
That's
gender
good.
Housing. Sarah Lawrence College has all gender housing. So anyway.
Okay.
So great. Sophomores, juniors, and seniors, you can live in all gender housing. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Yeah.
But nobody knows what to do with first years. Nobody knows what to do with first years. And the trap, and this is what I have a problem with.
Yeah.
A lot of my colleagues at other schools who are struggling with this, and I appreciate that they're struggling with it. Mm-hmm. If a trans student identifies during the summer and says, I am trans, I don't want to live with people who are not trans friendly, the schools will just, okay, well, here's a single. First of all, if you're at a school like Marlborough College, there aren't enough singles to go around, so that's
right.
not enough.
Yeah, that's,
second
yeah.
of all, singles are usually reserved for someone with some sort of ADA complaint or some sort of medical issue
right.
or something
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
And I don't think that that should happen.
No.
But at the same time, you don't want to compromise a trans student's safety
right.
by putting them with somebody else. So do you then call... Do you then call the prospective roommates and say, look, this is the possibility of what might be happening, but that's kind of weird too. Nobody's figured it out for first years. If you have, if your college or university has figured this out for first years and somehow you didn't write this up for a journal, you probably should, because to my knowledge, no one's figured it out.
I mean, when first years are coming in and they're registering for housing preference or their interest, because I remember that's part of it. You start writing down, oh, I like this kind of music. And
it's how messy am I?
When do
I go to sleep? And how many minutes in a day do I study? Something like that.
I mean, can you include something that wouldn't end up being offensive sounding, but something...
Am I okay living with someone who's trans?
No, not necessarily that, but just...
It's tough.
It sounds like it needs to be something on that form, and I don't know how to word it right, but something on that form that indicates that, oh yes, based on the answer to that question, we're pretty sure that this should be okay, and we don't have to worry about it. But I don't know what that question is
right.
without sounding kind of awful right, right. now.
And
I can't
it's,
think
well,
of
it's
it.
Not even just now. Trust me, I've thought about this more than just this radio, and I have not come up with a question. Now, what housing departments that work for me have done in the past
mm-hmm.
have put one of the times this has come up, a trans student identified as trans, another trans yep. student identified as trans.
Yeah.
Let's put them together.
That's not...
I know.
Yeah, you can't assume that just because they're trans, it's going to be an okay thing.
Exactly. So yeah. that ended up being problematic, too. I remember when I was working at Sarah Lawrence College, there were two students who identified as Muslim.
Okay.
And the person working housing at the time, who was just temporary, said, oh, great, I will put these two together.
Disaster.
That did not work out. And the thing with trans, identifying as trans can mean such different things.
Yeah. I actually had a personal experience where I chose a housemate mm-hmm. based on the fact that he identified openly as gay when I was going into grad school.
Oh.
There was this list that went out to grad students saying, here are people who are looking for housemates and roommates.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was looking through the list, and he was the only one who said, oh, and I'm an out gay male. I was like, oh!
I want to live with you.
I want to live with him! Look, he's going to be awesome. And no, he actually was, he was not the best roommate for me.
Was he not a decorum master?
No. No, in fact, no, he was not.
Oh.
No, he was not. He was good at all sorts of other things, but us being roommates together, not so good.
Because I actually have a master's degree.
In decorum?
In decorum. Just want to put that out there.
Nice.
My sophomore year roommate, Thomas Gensimer, who mm-hmm. was maybe the second guest ever on this show, because he was President Obama's chief social networking
Oh, wow.
person.
Fun.
He really, I would say, I wouldn't, it's not just me saying, a lot of publications say that Thomas Gensimer, my sophomore year roommate, not by virtue of being my sophomore year roommate, but because of the work that he does to mm-hmm. get President Obama, that he did to get President Obama on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
really helped get President Obama elected. But anyway, Thomas, I question whether I knew whether or not Thomas was gay when we decided to live together. I'm not sure that I necessarily did know. But then he introduced me to Rent.
Oh.
And this was in 1997. I didn't go to class for a while. Just want to put that out there. Didn't go to class for at that time. That was it. That
oh,
was
I know.
The epitome of pieces of gay culture.
Yeah.
And it was just, oh my gosh, I'm so bohemian. I'm so bohemian as I'm going to this $40,000 a year college. I'm so bohemian. I live in the village. No, you
no.
live in a dorm.
Yeah.
In Union Square. It doesn't yeah. count.
No,
it
not really.
Count.
No.
So anyway. No. Well, Jody, that actually brings us to the end of yet another This Show Is So Gay.
Well, there we are.
I know. But there are so many different ways that you folks can get in touch with us. You can drop us an email. We love getting emails.
Yes.
Love getting emails. Drop us an email at thisshowissogay@aol.com. You can stroll on over to thisshowissogay.com, and right there on the homepage, you can see upcoming guests. Next week is a big week. We actually have a lot of amazing, amazing shows coming up. I'm quite, quite excited for upcoming guests. You can click on the podcast link to check out past shows, and you can click on the guest link to check out all the guests that we've had on the show. It's a lot.
Yeah.
I know. This is show like 120.
Wow.
I know, it's nutty. And as always, you can stroll on over to the Facebook. You can type in Ken Schneck for Select Board. Oh, wait a second. That's over. But you really can. You can type
there.
In Ken Schneck for Select Board, and you can see that I won.
Yep.
Just want to put that out there. You could also, while you're on Facebook, type in This Show Is So Gay, and we are giving a prize.
We are.
To the 600th member
Oh.
of the This Show Is So Gay group.
Cool.
So if you are the 600th fan of the This Show Is So Gay page, you will receive a very special piece of This Show Is So Gay memorabilia. That's kind of cool, right?
That is kind of cool.
We haven't done that in a long time.
Yeah.
We haven't done that in a long time. And also, I would encourage you to click on the About tab on thisshowissogay.com so that you can read about how This Show Is So Gay got started. And more importantly than that, see Jody fencing. At a medieval fair.
Yes.
A Renaissance fair.
Yes.
F-A-I-R. So, what? I am the master of decorum. That brings us to the close of this show. We have learned that Amos Mack is putting out a really amazing publication.
Totally.
That I am the master of decorum. Jody is the gatekeeper. and I came from a stork. So get out there, folks. Go do some incredible, incredible things. And above all else, I feel like we haven't said this in so long.
We haven't.
It's very exciting. Yeah. Remember, folks, why be gay when you can be so gay?
Just can't stay tonight, knowing that things ain't right. It's in the papers, it's on the TV, it's everywhere that I go. Children are crying, soldiers are dying, some people don't have a home. But I know there's sunshine behind that rain, I know there's good times behind that pain. Hey, can you tell me how I can make a change? I close my eyes and I can see a better day. I close my eyes and pray. I close my eyes and I can see a better day. I close my eyes and pray. Tonight, can someone tell me how to make a change?